And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba reports first COVID-19-related death.
President praises contribution of universities to social and economic development.
Cuba can produce 23 drugs to treat coronavirus and is working on a vaccine against it.
Repatriation to the UK of travelers on board MS Braemar scheduled for Wednesday.
Now for the news in detail.
The Cuban Ministry of Public Health, MINSAP, reported that in the early hours of this Wednesday, the 61-year-old Italian patient who was admitted to the intensive care unit of the Pedro Couri Institute of Tropical Medicine, IPK, died due to COVID-19. In a press statement, the Public Health Ministry said that despite the efforts made by the intensive care team that directly assisted him, as well as by a group of experts that permanently followed him, complications developed as a result of his bronchial asthma, causing the patient's death. The ministry deeply regretted his passing and conveyed his deepest condolences to his family and friends. The release went on to report that during the night of March 17th, three new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed by a molecular biology laboratory of the Provincial Center of Hygiene and Epidemiology of Villa Clara, for a total of 10 in the country.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recognized on Tuesday the contribution of the island's universities to the economic and social development of the country. Speaking at the annual review of the Ministry of Higher Education, Díaz-Canel thanked the faculty and students for progress made in linking universities with companies and in the use of information and computer technologies. The president referred specifically to the proposal made by the rector of the University of Computer Science, Walter Baluja Garcia, to offer distance learning courses worldwide, something they're expecting to put into practice in 2020. Among the priorities of the Ministry of Higher Education for 2020 were mentioned to boost further the creation of science and technology parks, and to achieve the preparation and completion of the teaching staff to ensure the quality of Cuban higher education.
Cuba has full capacity to supply interferon alpha 2b and 22 other medicines to the national health system in the fight and treatment of COVID-19. BioCuba Pharma Business Group is studying how some existing medications of its production line can contribute to the positive response of patients. It is also working on a vaccine against the disease. According to Prensa Latina news agency, BioCuba Pharma executives confirmed that these drugs are available on the island's healthcare centers and pharmacies as part of stepped-up efforts to respond to the epidemiological emergency. Cuba Pharma's Director of Operation and Technology, Rita Maria Garcia, said that the industry had prepared itself to have the raw materials, supplies and spare parts to take on and satisfy the quantities demanded by the current epidemiological crisis. The antiviral recombinant interferon alpha 2b is a leading product of Cuban biotechnology. It is produced at the Center of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB, and at the mixed Cuban-Chinese plant Changheber, located in China, where it is administered to vulnerable healthcare personnel and to COVID-19 patients. In Cuba, there are currently 10 reported cases of the coronavirus, all imported or infected by travelers from abroad.
Cuban authorities are receiving this Wednesday the travelers and crew of the British cruise ship MS Braemar, with five COVID-19 patients for their repatriation to the United Kingdom. The ship is docking at the port of Mariel. Four chartered planes will leave from Jose Marti International Airport for London after 6 p.m., according to the operating company, Fred Olsen Cruise Line. Dr. Francisco Duran, National Director of Epidemiology at the Cuban Ministry of Public Health, during a radio and television interview on Tuesday, said that necessary protective measures have been taken both at the port and at the airport. This repatriation process is being carried out in coordination by Cuban and British authorities, and health care is planned on the island for any sick traveler who is not fit enough to be transferred. The ship, whose entry to regional ports was banned by the authorities of other countries, has been in Cuban territorial waters since Tuesday. The Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs of the United Kingdom, Dominic Raab, thanked the Cuban government for allowing the arrival of the cruise ship.
You're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
In Bolivia, the second constitutional chamber of the Bolivian Plurinational Constitutional Court will hold a hearing to consider a legal appeal proposed by the Movement to Socialism Party in favor of the candidacy of Evo Morales. Evo Morales, who was forced to leave the Bolivian presidency because of the coup d'etat, has been recommended as a senatorial candidate by the leftist party in the state of Cochabamba. MAS delegate Melvis Signani said that the appeal seeks to reverse the Supreme Electoral Tribunal's decision of February the 20th, which disqualified Evo Morales' candidacy due to his political refuge in Argentina. MAS is arguing that the former president's location is a consequence of the coup d'etat. On March 15th, TSE disqualified more than 417,000 voters, mostly in the states of Cochabamba and La Paz, where Morales' party has the largest following. These measures were announced by the president of the tribunal, Salvador Romero, who was appointed by de facto president Jeanine Añez. Bolivian citizens who were affected by the measures have until March 22nd to claim for reinstatement on the voters' register. The next Bolivian elections will be on May the 3rd.
The 11th Congress of the Union of Young Communists, scheduled for the first days of April in Havana, has been postponed due to the situation with the COVID-19 in Cuba. According to a meeting headed by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Tuesday, the head of state said that we have to have serenity and confidence, and everyone has to support and contribute. We must continue to call for discipline and to cut off all malicious rumors. He also assured that decisions will be made gradually as the epidemiological situation evolves. At the meeting, decisions to suspend, postpone, or hold in reduced numbers, other acts, events, and historical commemorations, both at the national and territorial levels, were announced. Díaz-Canel reaffirmed the cancellation of cultural and sporting events that involve crowds of people, as well as limiting the meetings of large audiences. The president insisted on intensifying as much as possible the investigation of cases of respiratory symptoms in work and study centers throughout the island.
The mayor of the Chilean municipality of Recoleta, Daniel Hadwe, has announced that people's pharmacies will begin importing Cuban medicine in order to help patients infected with the coronavirus. The mayor of the barrio of Santiago de Cuba said, "We have started import procedures for interferon 2B, a Cuban medicine used successfully in China and Spain. This will be for high-risk infected people." The Chilean Communist Party official pointed out that this will be done in cooperation with the Association of Municipalities with Popular Pharmacies. In 2015, Hadwe implemented the People's Pharmacy, a series of government-run pharmacies with accessible prices, in the Recoleta neighborhood. The program was initiated in response to private pharmacy chains that were beefing up the price of medicine, making it nearly impossible for the average person to afford medicine. The program has since spread to over 100 municipalities in the country, including Chile's largest cities. The interferon alpha-2b, produced in Cuba and in China by Cuba-China joint venture company, as well as another group of medications, are among the Cuban medicines available to care for patients with the disease and any complications that may arise. It is currently used in vulnerable and healthcare personnel as a preventive measure, as well as for treatment of patients with COVID-19. In previous outbreaks of the coronavirus, SARS in 2002 and MERS in 2012, interferons were used for the care and treatment of infected people. Later published studies showed the effectiveness of the drug.
Cuban Public Health Minister José Ángel Portal Miranda reported on Tuesday that one of the cases is a 38-year-old Cuban citizen residing in the municipality of Camagüey in the province of the same name. He arrived in the country on March 14 of this year from Italy. He is stable and with satisfactory evolution so far. A second confirmed case is a 60-year-old Cuban citizen resident in the municipality of Guanabacoa, Havana province. He had contact with his daughter, who returned from Italy last March 7. He confirmed positive for the virus by the IPK National Reference Laboratory, and his daughter is still being tested. He is stable and is progressing satisfactorily so far. The new coronavirus is already present in 144 countries, with more than 180,000 cases reported, of which 7,110 people have died.
The European Commission has announced plans to enact the full closure of borders across the 27 member European Unions as part of efforts to contain the new, now global coronavirus pandemic in Europe. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of EU's executive arm, said she would ask European leaders to impose full border restrictions and ban all non-essential travel throughout Europe's free travel zone in order to curb the spread of the deadly virus. The European Commission chief added that long-term residents, family members of EU nationals and diplomats, as well as cross-borders and healthcare workers, would be exempt. Over the past week, individual European countries have fully or partially sealed their borders to non-nationals and implemented extra border checks over the pandemic. The EU has been increasing its efforts to coordinate the fight against the virus across all its 27 member states, as the World Health Organization warned on Friday that Europe was now the epicenter of the global coronavirus pandemic and was reporting more daily cases than China did at the height of the outbreak.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuba reports first COVID-19-related death.
President praises contribution of universities to social and economic development.
Cuba can produce 23 drugs to treat coronavirus and is working on a vaccine against it.
Repatriation to the UK of travelers on board MS Braemar, scheduled for Wednesday.